being the rabbi that I am, I cause people to consider religious questions that they haven't thought much about. In fact, I think that's one of my responsibilities as a rabbi, to challenge old assumptions, to raise issues, and to ask people to explore their religious beliefs. It has become clear to me, sitting here in the hospital with a seriously ill relative, that my focus on religious language and theology has raised questions in people's minds as they've tried to express their concern for my relative. In an effort to express their hope for a good outcome, they frequently say, "I'll pray. I'll pray that everything turns out all right. I'll pray that your relative will be healed." And then, within a few seconds of saying this, the person pauses and realizes who they are speaking to, a rabbi who takes the meaning of religious language and theology very seriously. And then they add, "Well, maybe I shouldn't have said it that way." What's going on here is multifaceted. Certainly, and most importantly, is there concern and hopes for my relative. I have to say, witnessing and hearing the tremendous amount of concern and love family and friends have for the one who is ill has been incredibly powerful and profoundly moving. The outpouring of support and the genuine expression of caring has been deeply touching. Whether connecting through phone calls, Facebook emails, or text, the knowledge that there are so many who are thinking about the one who is ill is significant. I firmly hold that when one is ill and knows that they are part of a caring community, a community composed of family, friends, and colleagues, it is helpful for the person's recovery. I recall reading several articles that support this idea, that folks who know that they are part of a community, that they are surrounded by those who care about them, do have a better recovery. Of course, this doesn't mean that the course of an illness is miraculously reversed or a life-threatening condition magically disappears. It means that the person is not isolated and knows that they are part of something bigger than themselves. And this strengthens their spirits and helps to create a positive mindset, which is important on the road to recovery. Reaching out to someone who is ill is a powerful act that often brings more comfort than we who offer it may realize. But does this support need to be expressed by the phrase, "I'll pray," or "I'll pray for your recovery"? When people say this in front of me and pause, they do so because they realize that while they want to offer comfort and support, they don't really believe in prayer, which presupposes a God who hears and answers those prayers. They don't believe that there is a God who makes some people sick and other people well. And they realize that if there were such a God, there would be no sick people in hospitals because so many people are praying for those who are ill. When people say, "I'll pray for your recovery" in front of me, they are challenged to think about what they believe about the nature of illness and of healing, about the laws of nature, and how they understand the term God. What we say matters. Rather than using religious language we no longer believe, we should offer our love and concern clearly. Wishing someone a speedy recovery and good health sends an important message. I know it is meaningful from personal experience. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at my Jewish Legends Revisited. You can find them in the Apple Bookstore. Just search under my name, Robert Barr. I also invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.